There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Breaking news we have for this hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota's patriotic blowtorch, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, and KLTC in Dickinson. The breaking news we have is... We thought we knew goodbye, Todd, but evidently we didn't, according to this caller. Is that right?
Well, it's not. Tell you what the caller I got waiting for you. It's not so much about good pie or bad pies, so much as well. I'll let him tell you.
Yeah, guys, real quick, I just wanted to say I am also a pie connoisseur, and over the years I have found out when it comes to eating pie. You don't eat until you're full. You eat until you're tired.
I see. Okay.
You eat until you're tired. Now, if that's the case, then we should at least have two slices of, you know, every
day. Yeah, there you go. So the breaking news isn't necessarily a pie stop on our tour, but rather
right.
kind of a quantity. A tool to undertake when we get there. Got
it. If you are not tired, you have not eaten enough pie.
Yeah. In case you missed this, we are trying within every power of our being today to not talk about Tom Brady and Deflategate because everybody else is talking about it. And we're sick of it talking about it, as a matter of fact. So we're talking about much more pleasant things. Like rural health care, which we're going to in a moment here, thanks to the good help of the folks from Farm Credit Services and AgriBank and the Rural Community Grant Fund. We're actually broadcasting live today from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota in Minot. So we're talking about that. We're also, we have a little bit of spring fever. I think largely that whole snow event kind of gave us that. So we're trying to find places to broadcast from this summer. And I'm sorry, but whenever that comes up, we usually make our choices based on where the best pie is. That's just, we'll be honest, okay? And so we appreciate all the pie tips. And we'll welcome more suggestions here today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before I chat with our guests here, we have one more suggestion on one of our stops. Go ahead and roll that, Todd. Another idea on where we ought to be this summer on What's On Online.
Fort Ransom Sodbusters Show. The weekend after the 4th of July, also the weekend after Labor Day in September, a great little farm, turn-of-the-century farm show. Thanks.
There you go. It's on the list. We welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And again, points for pie. If somehow the event, the farm, the ranch... the event, whatever, has a pie connection, that will get you some extra points.
It's to the front of the line there.
It does in our selection process today. So just remember that at 800-228-0550. All right. As I mentioned, we are broadcasting from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota. Claude Sem, the CEO, is here. Claude, how'd the press conference go announcing another round of rural community grants?
It went great. We had a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. And so the reason we're broadcasting today is a new milestone has been achieved in the partnership between AgriBank and the Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, Farm Credit Services of Mandan. The $2 million in grants are going to be doled out. And so we have the honor today of talking with some of the past recipients. You like their story, Squad?
We do. These are recipients that have received some of the rural community grant funds so far. You know, Farm Credit Services has one mission. It's to support our rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. And we feel that we're doing that. And it's exciting when we have people like this in the room that have received these. And these are the individuals that are really impacted by what's going on there in Western North Dakota. So they have great stories.
One of the recipients is the St. Luke's Community Foundation out of Crosby, North Dakota. We love Crosby. We've been there before. Alfred Sams is here, who is the executive director of that organization. Hi, Alfred.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And also the CEO of St. Luke's Hospital, Crosby, obviously the beneficiary and working in partnership with the foundation, Cody Barnhart is here. Hi, Cody. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So we're going to chat in a moment with Steph Everett from the Montreal County Medical Center in Stanley as well. But I want to start with Crosby and St. Luke's. First of all, Cody, paint me a picture of, healthcare delivery in a oil-impacted community like Crosby, North Dakota, a busy part of the world right now. Obviously, that's a good thing. A lot of jobs, opportunity, and everything else. But with that comes some challenges for healthcare. Tell us.
Yes, definitely there's challenges in healthcare anywhere, especially in the rural North Dakota areas who are impacted by the oil boom. One of the biggest problems is staffing. You know, with the oil field brings a lot of great jobs, a lot of high-paying jobs. And it's difficult to keep up with that as a hospital, a rural hospital. We really need to try to compete at a better level with that, and that's really difficult when a lot of salaries, as we all know, in the oil field are extremely high, and it's difficult for us to keep up with that. So having enough staff at our hospital and our nursing home has definitely been a challenge for us.
All right. And, Alfred, talk a little bit about the grant that you applied for and received $75,000, right?
$85,500, yes.
Okay.
It was actually two separate grants.
All right.
Both supported the hospital, and what the hospital needed. The first grant was for the boiler at the nursing home. Boiler went out, and as you know, it gets a little chilly in North Dakota in the wintertime. And we didn't know exactly what we were going to do. We knew we needed to keep our residents warm. And I heard of the grant fund and wrote a grant, kind of a shot in the dark. I wasn't sure. And, I mean, it was almost like a superhero came down and saved us. It was pretty amazing. That's one. And the other was a hematology analyzer. The lab assures me that it's an essential piece of equipment. I don't actually know what a hematology analyzer does. It does something with blood, complete blood counts or something, but I know they run something like 40,000 tests a year through that machine. So it's essential that we can provide that to our community to allow them to, you know, test the blood and figure out kind of what's going on.
So, Cody, from your standpoint, obviously you have to pay folks more to keep up with the pay scale and keep people and turnover, and then a boiler goes out, right? So that's where this helps.
Yes, definitely. Farm Credit, like Alfred said, did come in and swoop in and kind of save the day for us, and we are greatly appreciative for their help, and I know our community is also.
Now, another challenge I hear about often, and I don't know why this happens more often in oil-impacted communities than others, but maybe it's just from the standpoint that you have folks that aren't necessarily from around here, but is people not paying, right? Coming in for services that you're required to provide, but then not paying. How big of a problem is that at St. Luke's and Crosby?
That's definitely a big problem for us. We offer ER services in Crosby, and a lot of individuals utilize our ER. However, they don't give us the correct information. A lot of them do not have insurance. They have great jobs. However, they kind of know the system and how to work it so they can get out of pain. So it's up to us to get some upfront collections from them. However, it's not always possible.
Got it. Another story I want to share with you today is Steph Everett, who is the Foundation Director of Montreal County Medical Center in Stanley, another one of the lucky recipients. Steph, tell us about the award you got from the fund.
We actually have received 2 years' worth of grants. We are in the middle of a three-phase construction up there. Phase one was the expansion of our emergency room. We have just seen such an increase in ER visits that we needed to do an enclosed ambulance bay, which is crucial in the wintertime. We also added another ER room along with putting our CT scanner in its own little room. It was actually in the closet for years, and in this expansion, we did a CT scan room, which is wonderful, especially if for the diagnosing and the type of injuries that we're seeing come through our ER. Farm credit then 2 years ago, last time we did it, we were able to buy a new stretchers and EKG machine for that new ER room, along with 7 exam tables that went into our new clinic that we just expanded and just opened up for business yesterday. We had 6 exam rooms in our old clinic. We went to 15. One of the things that we have seen, probably like Crosby, is that they would try to get into the clinic. They couldn't, so they walked around to the ER. And 9 times out of 10 in the clinic, you probably might be able to, it'd be a cheaper visit, and you might be able to get a little bit more of a copay in the ER. You know, a lot of times it's just a wash. So that's why we really are excited to have the expanded clinic, and it's the T.H. Ryerson Rural Health Clinic, because we had a trust that was able to pledge to pay for the new clinic that opened up yesterday.
Good news, and that's the Montreal County Medical Center in Stanley.
Yes.
Where all those amenities have been added.
Yes.
Great, great story. Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.
And Alfred, appreciate it very much. And as well, Cody, thank you. And Claude, now I understand why your buttons are popping today.
Yeah, neat. If you're interested in applying for a grant or know of some project or worthwhile project out in the community, you can apply at www.farmcreditnd.com or farmcreditmandan.com or agribank.com.
Yeah, and we'll give those addresses before we end today, because there is a new round of grants that are going to go out. So there's worthy projects everywhere, and we want to make sure everybody's aware of that. Thank you all. Appreciate it very much. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Spring has sprung. A Chase on the Lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa, and the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff this summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer's good May 22nd through the 25th. And includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for 3 nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available, too. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Live it on location. location at Prime Credit Services of North Dakota today, the Mandan location. We'll meet more of the folks from the Rural Community Grant Fund award list a little later on in the program. I'll tell you a neat program about a forensic nursing program out of Bismarck, actually, that received some of the grants. And meet more of the folks from Agribank and Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Aaron Vetter is going to be here just a little bit, as well as some of the other folks you've heard from today. Do you drink coffee and want to lose weight? I have a treat for you. It's an all-new, all-natural, slim-roast weight loss coffee that will help you lose weight and feel great by just drinking 2 cups a day.
Oh, I'm all ears.
It's a dark Italian slim-roast weight loss coffee loaded up with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. My wife tried this because I heard about it from a friend of mine. A friend of mine out of Grand Forks is distributing this. And he said, you want to try this? And I said, I'm not a coffee drinker, but my wife is. And she just loves it. And now it's the buzz product all around the country. Testimonials are incredible about it. And coffee is a big deal. I mean, second most desired beverage in the world, next to only water. And the second largest traded commodity in the world, next to oil. Do you know that? Anyway, if you want a free sample just to try it for yourself and find out, hey, my gosh, what does it do to my appetite and how does it taste? I have a toll-free telephone number and a website for you. And if you call 877-383-6054, just leave your name and mailing address. I'll send you out a free sample, 877-383-6054. Or go to the website slimroast.com, and put your name and information in there. They'll send you a free sample. And then you can see if you like it. And we just started talking about this a couple weeks ago. All kinds of folks have ordered not only the free samples, but then ordered product and said, I love it, and I'm telling my friends about it, and it's really neat. So check it out. Slimroast.com or 877-383-6054. What goes with coffee, Todd? A cup of coffee and a...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. We're pie obsessed today. We have spring fever, folks, and we're looking for places to broadcast from. So if you have any suggestions, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Sons of Norway Lodge in Fargo on or around Setenda de Mai. Now, is that Cinco de Mayo in Norway?
Say that again.
The Sons of Norway Lodge in Fargo on or around... And I'm giving a shot at this pronunciation, so I may be wrong despite
you're butchering it, actually. You're butchering it is what you are. That's why I had you say
probably.
It again. It was
well, then you say it. It's not looking at your chat screen.
Sitting the Mai. Yeah, how are you saying it again?
Cinco de Mayo? That's why I asked. Is that like the Norwegian Cinco de Mayo? Is that what that is?
It's Norwegian independence.
Setenda Mai?
It's their 4th of July. Yeah, I guess it would be.
Then why is it in Mai?
I don't know. I don't know the
Mai
answer.
Mai isn't July, it's Mai.
But I know we have some listeners that could answer it better than me. So what does Setenda Mai mean? Say what you said again. That was just too much fun. Can you even repeat what you
Shut up.
Give Todd a little Norwegian lesson here. Anybody up for giving Todd a Norwegian lesson? 800-228-0550-701.
Norwegian Constitution Day is what
it
is.
There you go. Yeah.
You said July. It's observed on May 17th every year.
Yeah, I was going to say, who said July?
July. You did.
I didn't say July. No, I just said it's our July 4th. Is what I'm
our
doing.
July 4th.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I meant by that, yeah.
Backtracker.
No, I wasn't trying to say it was in July.
Direct translation means the 17th of May.
But anyway, okay.
Setenda Mai.
But the, that's coming up pretty quick, so I'm not sure we can. But hey, here's the
bottom
line.
Well, that's on Sunday anyway, so we can do a Monday show there.
The question we are asking is, where should we broadcast? How can we cure our spring fever? What's the best cure for spring fever? Where should we go? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
How hard would it be for you to be at the Sons of Norway Lodge in Fargo, Scott?
I'm a member of the Sons.
You're a member? Well, no wonder you know this. Yep. I bet before you remember, you didn't know how it was pronounced.
Mr. Juven hooked me in at WeFest last year. Not WeFest, HustFest last year. So.
Cool.
Anyway,
so what kind of pie do they have there at the Sons of Norway Lodge?
Pretty good pie, but I don't remember. actually what kind of had there. But I do remember having pie.
Well, I have no doubt they have great pie, but didn't know if there was a special kind of pie, special.
We had a fun little event there with my my wife's aunt, Signe. Rest her soul, who's no longer with us now. We're more concerned about the decimation of the Constitution than the deflation of a football on this program. And because everybody else is talking about Deflategate, we thought we would talk about something more fun, where we can go this summer. So please contribute as you would. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Karen Fargo has a suggestion for us. Where should we go, Karen?
Well, I called about a different topic, but I do have a suggestion. It's the Wells County Fair in Fessenden. We used to go to that every summer, and it's especially good fun.
Yeah, I've been there too, actually, believe it or not. I was there when they did the pari-mutuel horse wagering years ago. Remember it well. But it's been a long darn time, and any county fair is pretty good, but Wells County Fair, Fessenden, a worthy addition to our list. It's on the list, Karen, okay? And what was the different topic you called about?
Well, I have never experienced being more than a few miles away from a good clinic, even though I come from a small town north of Bismarck, and that's because Drake Clinic, with a wonderful doctor named Dr. Hordinsky back in the 60s, was there. So I have always had an excellent clinic and excellent doctor right beside me.
We're blessed. We're blessed, for sure. And talking a little bit about healthcare today on the program, obviously with some of these grants, but when you're in Stanley, North Dakota, you're in Crosby, North Dakota, there are challenges to healthcare delivery. There are challenges in you know, rural healthcare, period, right? And I think some of the bigger providers would just as soon say, you know what, let's do a Fargo, a Bismarck, a Minot, a Grand Forks, and oh, maybe a Williston. Okay, Dickinson, I guess, but everybody else can come from, you know, and a lot of those small town hospitals really struggle to, and quite honestly, I think the bigger folks like Sanford and Ascension have recognized that and partner up a lot of times with these smaller communities, which I think is neat. You got Ascension partnering up in Jamestown as an example to help there. You have Sanford partnering up in Watford City to help there. We'll remain an independent clinic, but I think Sanford donated some dollars for it. So they recognize people want health care as close to them as possible. So that's nice of you to recognize that, Karen. Appreciate the call very much, for sure. Thank you. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I love the story we got from Karen in Bismarck recently about her husband of 40 years, who she bought a pillow for his birthday. She did the promo code, so she got a pillow and he got a pillow. Worked out very good. And as soon as he got him, he stopped snoring immediately. So much so, she thought the poor guy died. She didn't hear him snoring anymore. Didn't hear him at all. And, you know, are you still breathing, honey? It's working. It's working. So there's Karen with a life-changing pillow purchase. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Get the two-for-one deal like Karen did. Stop snoring. You're going to love it. More coming up from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not today, broadcasting from the location of Farm Credit Services of North Dakota. Here today because Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Farm Credit Services of North Dakota here in Minot, as well as AgriBank, have teamed up to celebrate some recipients of the Rural Community Grant Fund. We met some of those folks earlier. We'll meet one more grant recipient before we're through on the program and look forward to finding out. We're going to talk with Aaron Vetter in just a moment from Farm Credit Services of Mandan as well, and Bill York back with us, the AgriBank Farm Credit Bank CEO on the program. Just want to get in one email here from Dave, a Minot listener, that says, the best pie in North Dakota is at the North Dakota State Fair at the First Lutheran Church food booth. They make homemade pies every day, and they are heavenly. All right. We'll be at the state fair, so that's later summer, but that can go on our spring fever bust out list for sure. But I don't know that I've ever been to the First Lutheran Church food booth, but that goes to the governor's point. Remember when somebody tried to put the governor on the spot one day and ask him where the best pie in North Dakota was, and he said any church dinner. See,
true
politician.
True.
Yeah, he didn't have to say which particular one. He just said any church dinner.
Right. Have you ever had a bad pie from a church one? No. I've never have.
No, me either.
Because I think they got quality control to stop that before it ever gets to us. So that's the great.
We've kind of gone on a bunny trail here on the pies today. That wasn't initially intended, although it doesn't take much for us to get distracted by pie here in the program. But the true intent of the question of the day is spring fever. We had some snow in parts of North Dakota. We had some kind of cool weather here. We're tired of all this. We're ready for spring. We're ready for summer. Where should we go? Where should we broadcast from? And you can continue to weigh in Facebook or phone us up 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Okay, as I mentioned, we are at Farm Credit Services in Minot today. Farm Credit Services of North Dakota here. Farm Credit Services of Mandan and AgriBank have paired up on the Rural Community Grant Fund. And let's meet some of the folks. Aaron Vetter is here, CEO of Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Aaron, nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
And Aaron is the CEO, new to that position, but been with Farm Credit Services for some time. How many years?
Total about 15, and I've been with Farm Credit Services of Mandan for about 13.
And tell our listeners who Farm Credit Services of Mandan is.
Yeah, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, really, we cover the southwest 20 counties of the state. We're owned, similarly to Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, we're owned by our farmers and ranchers that own us, and we provide financing, insurance products, taxes, and records to our farmers and ranchers. And we have approximately 100 employees that live in our communities and along with 8 branch offices.
You're a big ag lender, aren't you?
We are. You know, if you would include Farm Credit Services of North Dakota and ourselves, we'd be two of the largest lenders to the ag industry in that part of the state.
And give me just your snapshot as we head into another growing season on how things are looking for the folks you're working with.
Well, you know, I suppose we could ask the weather forecasters how the crops are going to be, but hopefully we get some good moisture and good weather conditions. You know, commodity prices on the grain side are lower than what we've seen in the past. But I'm hopeful for a good growing season, and then also on our livestock side, we have pretty good commodity prices. So I'm pretty positive.
Livestock side's still on a pretty good boom, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. God bless them. Somebody has to be, right?
They put in a lot of work.
Yeah, they sure do. That's for sure. So today we celebrated the $2 million milestone for grants that ultimately will be doled out to the Rural Community Grant Fund. And talk a little bit about the good you've seen this do, Aaron.
You know, the Rural Community Grant Fund has been a very positive product for us, and I want to thank AgriBank, our funding bank, who is a partner with this Rural Community Grant Fund, and it's really provided things that we can give back to our rural communities in western North Dakota that have been impacted by the minerals and or the oil exploration.
We haven't talked about this yet, Bill, but where do the dollars come from?
Well, they come from the general fund of AgriBank, and the reason we're focused on western North Dakota is obviously there's the energy boom out here. We have over the years we're farmer owned. We're owned by 17 associations who are farmer owned. So over the years we've acquired some mineral rights in North Dakota. We've been benefiting by their development, and we believed it was appropriate to return some of those funds to the areas impacted. So this is a great opportunity to partner not only with the local associations, but the great staff and volunteers of these organizations that are reaching out with, you know, emergency services, healthcare services, women and children support, great things going on, and we're very happy to be a partner with them.
You both have seen the application request, and we want to continue to remind folks about how you can do that in a moment. I'll give you a website where you can actually apply for these as well, because there's a new round coming up and some dates that I'll give you here in just a minute on some deadlines and when they'll be doled out next. But talk about from your perspective of what you see, and Aaron first and Bill on the needs, the unmet needs in the applications you're getting, and what areas, what kinds of things, what most intrigues you from that.
You know, there's a wide variety of applications that we see, and there's a lot of needs. You know, like Bill talked about, the needs of the medical, emergency medical services, the fire department services, and just a lot of things with the growth that we've seen in the populations in western North Dakota and our local communities.
Anything that sticks out for you, Bill?
Well, I think the transition that has occurred, you know, for those that reside out here in western North Dakota, the challenges are varied, and I think across the board, certainly emergency support, health care, you know, the impact of the families, across the board, challenges, and we have an opportunity to help, and there's so many great people out here that are taking the bull by the horns and doing the best they can, and providing a little bit of economic support. I think it's a win-win.
That's great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Enjoyed learning about it today, and we'll meet one more grant recipient before we're done today, and remind folks again that if you go to the Farm Credit Services website for Mandan, for North Dakota, or for agribank.com, you'll find the application information that you need to sign up and get your grant idea and your need considered for the next go-round. So hope folks take that in, because they have a whole series of these events where they'll be considering them in the coming months. So look forward to that. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 21 before the top of the hour, Carl came in with a great idea on how to cure spring fever while we were chatting there. So we'll go ahead and roll that, Todd. Let's hear a good idea for the spring fever cure we're looking for.
Cure for spring fever goes like this. You got to get yourself an old car. Like, I personally, it's a 56 Chevy. And you got to drive around, windows open, and you got to listen to Summer Days by Blackfoot. That song, they talk about a 55 Chevy, but I don't have a 55, I got a 56. So yeah, you need an old car. You need to cruise around. You listen to Summer Days by Blackfoot, and just relax.
All right, I love it. What's your cure for spring fever? He's got a good one there. That's a good one. We'll take others as well. I think we could turn that into a radio show somehow, Todd. I'm not exactly sure how, but somehow we could turn that into a show. You know what? We just need your help here, folks. We really do. We need an assignment on where to go to cure this spring fever. In an event, a town, something you think does not get the attention that it should, whatever that might be, let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's another.
Hey, Scott, how about the Peace Garden up here by Dunseith and Botno, Peace Garden State, or something that connects there, I guess. And how about a regular update top in Medora there a couple times a month or once a month or something? All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
I tell you what, you don't have to suggest Medora more than once for me to put that high on the list. Love it, love it, love it. That's a good one. You know, I'll admit it. I've never been to the Peace Garden. Here we are in the Peace Garden State. Have you been there, Todd? Did you go there for professional reasons for the show? Or
never been there. Went up there once back in the late 90s, I guess, and It is some place everybody should go, especially now before they tear down the four columns there.
I always wanted to go to the Nacoma. Is it Nacoma or Nacomas? The missile launch site, now renamed for Ronald Reagan. I think it's near Cooperstown there. I haven't been there either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another must. I haven't done
Steve,
that yet. But.
Steve, and, are you in Mapleton? Is that where you're at, Steve?
Actually, in Castleton.
Oh, you're in Castleton.
I'm actually driving through Mapleton right now, but I live in Castleton.
Got it. What's on your mind today, Steve?
So, I had to step into my office when you guys were talking about Medora, but I happen to be Ole Goldberg's nephew. I grew up there in Medora, and I'm going to say check out the Buffalo Gap. I'm a little biased. My family owns some businesses out there. But, yeah, Ole's got an interesting story. I think it would be interesting to hear on the radio. You know, he moved out there a long time ago, got bucked off a horse and broke both his legs, and the whole community kind of came out in support of Ole. So that's kind of why he's doing this wounded soldier thing. He's kind of paying back.
Is that right? That's fantastic. Yeah. And in case folks missed that, we had a suggestion earlier, first one actually of the day, on where we ought to go, the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch and Trailhead, which is out near Medora. And then we learned that they had an event planned in June to take care of fallen soldiers in North Dakota, which is June 19, 20, and 21.
I'll share some information about that among the family. Actually, they're in Mandan. Ole's brother owns the business, and he's kind of, I think he's helping sell tickets. But among our family, there's been the pamphlet floating around on Facebook. I'll share that with you guys when I get to my computer. But the other place, their pie is pretty good, but a good place to eat, if you go to Medora, you can take in some pie, is the Cowboy Cafe there. And they're usually too busy to talk to you, but little cafe there in Medora, and they have pretty good pie and hot beef sandwiches and stuff. So.
Well, hot beef sandwiches are, you know, in other words, we pie is great for dessert, but if it's a good burger or some of the specialty, yeah, we got to have a little sustenance there to go, with the.
Well, I'm into a hot roast beef sandwich too. That's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're not, just wherever there's something that's just better than anywhere else. So good suggestion.
And I've been a follower of you, Scott, for a while, so I know you know how fun Medora can be. I know you've been out there a lot.
I do. I love Medora. It's the best.
But, you know, I grew up there in my family business, the campground right there in town. And my only started the building American there in town. He sold it a few years ago. But he's built a lot of businesses there in Medora. And he's
that's awesome. I can't wait to go see him. Steve, thanks for the call. Good to hear from Castleton today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. They've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water. 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2-for-$1. Or those great deli express sandwiches are only $1.99, too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau as we are on Tuesdays, and We also get the pleasure of finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Nate, who is a precision farming specialist from up in Grand Forks, wants to tell us why farmers are looking to reduce input costs this year. Nate, tell me more.
Weather has been a huge focus for the lack of moisture this winter and going into dry field conditions this spring. Many farmers in my area are able to plant into some moisture, but have concerns about getting rain to get the crop growing once it emerges. A common topic has been reducing inputs and eliminating any unnecessary expenses for this year. Many are researching what technologies can make their farms more efficient. I have seen some growers move to a more accurate GPS system to save on trips across the field and fuel and labor costs. Sprayer section control and planter section clutches have been a hot topic this spring in order for the growers to put their seed and fertilizer in the right place at the right time. Growers are working with their local NRCS offices on programs available to help fund their equipment needs to become a better steward of the land.
Appreciate that, Nate. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're live today at the Farm Credit Services location for North Dakota in Minot and chatting with Aaron Vetter, CEO of Farm Credit Services of Mandan, who's contributed, by the way, suggestion on the best pie, St. Hildegard's in Minocan. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate that very much. And we're also joined by another one of the grant recipients here today on the program. Tisha Sawyer is here, and Tisha is with the North Dakota Forensic Nurses Examiners, Central Dakota Forensic Nurse Examiners. Tisha, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
So, Aaron, it's fun to actually connect and see the work that the dollars are going for, right in your backyard in this case, right?
Yes, it is. You know, Tisha can talk on it a little bit more, but, you know, one of our missions is to support agriculture in our rural communities, and this is a great example of a way that we could give back with the Rural Community Grant Fund with their great work that they do.
What is a forensic nurse examiner?
A forensic nurse examiner is a specialized registered nurse who has received specialized training in the care of victims of violence.
And are they rare to have that kind of training?
It is. It is considered a little bit rare, especially in North Dakota and especially in the rural areas. And that's where this grant that has come in to help train, hire, and provide policy and procedure for registered nurses in the Williston region.
Okay, and that includes, in other words, because of this grant, where are you able to provide services that you weren't before?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our organization is based out of Bismarck. We contract with nurses in Minot, Williston, Dickinson, and Bismarck, and we wouldn't have even been able to reach out to Williston to see if there would be an opportunity for a collaborative partnership if it wasn't for this grant opportunity.
Yeah, so for instance, Dickinson and Williston, prior to this grant existing, there is someone that encounters sexual violence of some kind.
Right.
They literally would have to wait or go to Bismarck.
In some cases they would either, it would definitely be the victim's choice, but they could either wait in the ER when a healthcare provider was available to provide the services, or definitely come to Bismarck and in some cases go to Minot.
But that certainly would add to the trauma.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Riding in the car, not being able to change your clothes. Eat, go to the bathroom, those types of things.
Great. Well, congratulations. Glad you're able to provide the services. And, Aaron, there's more dollars to be doled out, right?
There is. Actually, today we're going through an application process that we're looking at all the applications that were brought in during this period. And then we are going to continue this. And like you talked about before, if they want to go online and check out our websites, we'll be more than welcome to entertain applications going forward.
Aaron wants you to go to farmcreditmandan.com because in addition to applying for an application grant, you can check out all the wonderful services that are provided in those 20 counties in southwest North Dakota, right?
That would be good.
Yeah, but you could also go to farmcreditnd.com. Claude wants you to go there. And we met the CEO of AgriBank earlier. He said, well, you can go to agribank.com. The point is, it's the same at any one of those locations. So you can check out any of those, the three websites. Three application deadlines are coming up, actually two, August 31st and November 30th, okay? And what Aaron's talking about today is the application deadline of April 30th. All those have come in. They're being considered. They'll be doled out. Announcements coming that in the coming days. But another round yet this summer and this fall, August 31st and November 30th. So farmcreditnd.com, farmcreditmandan.com for more on the application and the opportunities from the Rural Community Grant Fund. Great fun today to broadcast and celebrate a neat event for Western North Dakota. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Scott.
So what is the best kind of pie at St. Hildegardson? Minocan.
You might have to ask my wife. It depends on which one she's cooking.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, you smart man. Whatever she has made, right? Don't you bake a cake? You don't cook a cake. You don't cook a pie, do you? You bake.
I think you bake.
Yeah. Yeah, what would I know? I just eat them. I don't make them. Anyway, good to see you all. Appreciate it very much. And, Tisha, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
Thank
bet. You. All right, friends, we're out of time. There's never enough time. We will keep the debate going on where the best pie is. And mind you, what we're looking for is places we should broadcast to cure our spring fever. But if you rave about the burger or the hot beef sandwich or the pie, the chances are we're going to be there. It's a little more likely. And so appreciate those suggestions. Keep them coming. Peace Garden State has got a couple of votes now, by the way. So not bad. And the Jesse Flaff office in Hazen. I don't know what's happening at Jesse Flaff's office in Hazen, but Darren has suggested that. So we'll find out. Keep them coming. See you tomorrow on the program we call What's on Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us on the What's on Your Mind line, too, at 855-200-1776. Extension 1, leave a message. Love to hear from you. See you tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Why not? Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.